This is the Attraction Factor with Pam Thomas on Empower Radio. 30 minutes to supercharge your life, move past negativity, and reclaim your personal power. Now, here's your host, Pam Thomas, on Empower Radio.
Welcome to the Attraction Factor. We don't attract what we want. We attract what we are. That quote was shared with me many, many moons ago by my own coach. When I wasn't in the best of places. At first, it was difficult to hear and soak in, but the more I thought about it, the more I realized my vibration or my energy had a great deal to do with what I was seeing and bringing into my world. What I came to realize is I had more control over my own vibe than I realized. Actually, we all do, and my special guest and dear friend is going to help us explore that today. I'm excited to have back on the show intuitive life coach, spiritual teacher, and inspiring speaker Max Ryan. But before I bring Max on, I'd like to share the Attraction Factor tip of the week. Worry is like a rocking chair. As the quote says, worrying is like a rocking chair. It gives you something to do, but it doesn't get you anywhere. I've been spending a fair bit of time in that rocking chair as of late, even though I know that the only thing it's getting me are knots in my stomach and sleepless nights, which honestly makes for a crispier version of me. However, I've reacquainted myself with the fact that worry is just a manifestation of a need to be in control or a symptom of the what-if syndrome. My friends, half the time when we worry, we're worrying about things that may never happen. We're projecting and in turn making ourselves absolutely crazy and turning ourselves inside out. In addition, we're robbing ourselves of the chance to relax and enjoy what is. So, when you find yourself in a place of worry, and this goes for me too, ask, is everything okay right now? Or, am I okay right now? And then take a few deep breaths. It's time to get out of that rocking chair and continue enjoying what is. And now I'm really excited to bring back and to introduce to you a very dear friend of mine and colleague, Max Ryan. Max is an intuitive life coach, spiritual teacher, and public speaker, and he's based out of New York City, although I think now he's on the West Coast in California, but we'll probably hear about that momentarily. He serves as a guide and a teacher for those who are seeking peace, passion, and purpose in their lives. And I can truly speak from experience. He absolutely does. He's a contributor writer for many online websites, and he's the host of his own weekly radio show, The Magic of Life, on Blog Talk Radio. He has an extensive background, which includes spiritual and metaphysical study, education, and theater. And he studied and worked with some very esteemed authors and teachers, including Marianne Williamson, Sonia Choquette, Louise Hay, Deepak Chopra, Lisa Williams, Michael Loger, Sandy Foster, and many more. I have to tell you, he is just an amazing human being with a ton of experience behind him. And so it is absolute pleasure to have him here with us. Hello, Max.
Hello. How are you?
I'm awesome. How are you?
I'm fantastic. I am sitting on my dad's porch in Lancaster in the middle of the desert right now. It's beautiful. It's hot and I love it.
Well, welcome to the heat, because we're experiencing some ourselves here in Arizona.
But yes, I love it. I love it.
Well, you know, I got to say, it's a pleasure to have you back on this show. And I want to thank you so much for joining us again. And, you know, I'm really excited to be exploring our topic today, which we titled, What's Your Vibe? You know, in my humble opinion, and I truly believe this, you are the master of the law of attraction.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. I work on it so on myself. And, you know, I want to say, you know, that quote that you said at the beginning is so true, that we don't get what we want, we get what we are. And it is all about our vibes. And, you know, it really did help me when you were talking about the rocking chair, because I, like everyone else on this planet, we go through times and we're like, oh, I'm in the future. Oh, I'm in the past. Oh, my goodness. Here's my vibe. It's over there. It's over there. And then it's true. When you just stop and you go, what's now? And everything is always okay right now. And that's where the law of attraction starts. It's in the moment. It's nowhere else.
Yeah. And even if it isn't okay now, we have control over helping to make it okay now. But, you know, I know that our vibe or our vibration plays a really big role in our ability to really manifest that good stuff. So, Max, tell me, what does it mean to have a vibe or a vibration? Because we hear that a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. We hear it all the time and we use it all the time. And it is something, you know, I teach my students that a vibe is really just a mood or a feeling. It's a mood or a feeling. A vibe is something we all can connect to, and it's because we all have feelings, and we don't have to go, ooh, let me try to figure out what my mood or feeling is. We have this vibrational meter reader within us, and it is our feelings. It's in our moods. And when we walk into a room and we go, ooh, something's happened here. I can feel it. Something's happened here. You know when you have those feelings, Pam?
Oh, gosh, yes. Absolutely. Yeah.
So your feeling is going ding, 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 negative, negative, negative. Or you can walk into a room and go, ah, this feels really good. It feels really good. I like it here. I like it here. So we have that kind of what I call your vibrational meter reader, which is your feelings. And your the vibes come from really being in touch with our feelings. And if we're not in touch with our feelings, we're not going to know what our vibe is or what the vibe that's happening around us. So one of the things I teach people is to say, okay, at any moment, randomly during the day, as you're walking through, you're working, you're going to go, stop and say, what do I feel right now? Because most of the time we go, I don't know what I'm feeling. And it's only when we're really extremely happy or extremely sad or extremely peaceful that we know our feeling. But really, to be a master manifester and to master the law of attraction, you have to be aware, like, oh, here's that negative feeling. Here's that feeling that's happening underneath things that we're not even aware of. And once we start to go, ooh, that's my underlying vibration. Because it's not always, we can say something on the surface that says, I'm happy, I'm fine, everything's fine. And underneath it's going, oh my God, my bills, oh my God, my family, oh my God, my...
Yeah, say something that doesn't resonate to me, Max, will you? You know, speaking of resonance, I mean, how important is it to have a positive vibration?
That's very important. It's everything. And it's everything. Your positive vibration is everything. If you really want to get into the flow, I just tell people, if you want to get into the flow, if you want to like have what I would call an effortless life, mm-hmm. you have to be always going towards positive, towards the things. And the thing about it is we don't have to say, oh, I'm going to push away the negative, because that's actually contrary to what we're talking mm-hmm. about and what I teach. You don't push away, you go towards the positive, because everything in the universe, everything that's set up is set up for your peace and your joy and your love. But we keep getting in the way and going, but what about my money? What about this relationship? But if we keep going towards the positive instead of pushing away from the negative, then our vibration will start to change. And then we start to go, oh, it is positive. There mm-hmm. is being underneath there. There is only love, because everything is conspiring. You've heard this before. The universe is conspiring. You're good. And yes. I love that idea.
You were just reading my mind, so thanks so much for saying it for me.
That's what happens.
Great minds think alike. I tell you, I love it. Well, yeah, and I, you know, I truly get that. And you mentioned something that I think is really important, and that is, you know, the negative. And instead of trying to push away the negative, if we're feeling the negative, then what do we do with it?
Well, I teach a really, really, really simple technique. As we say, usually there are three words that if we can start to eliminate from our vocabulary and our thinking, if we start to eliminate those, we will start to go towards the positive. And those three words are don't, not, and no. So if we're saying, I don't want to be late, I'm pushing away from paying my bills. Pushing away. If I'm starting to instead saying, wait a second, what do I want? I want to have easy flowing money. I want to be early. I want to be on time. So if you start to say, stop yourself when you start to realize you're having negative vibrations in any area, you start to say, oh, second, hold on. What do I want? And shift it, because with the words, mm-hmm. your vibration shifts. Mm. You start to say, oh, this job, oh, this husband, oh, this thing, and
But you go, okay, wait a second. So if this job isn't right, what do I want? What do I want? How? What? Where do I want to go? Because that's how you shift from negative to positive. You start to say, instead of always pushing against in your life, you start to go towards. And then the law of attraction starts to match. You're going towards. That's how we start to manifest things that we want. Because if we keep pushing away from things, all the law of attraction is doing is matching. Oh, bad marriage. Bad marriage. All it's hearing is bad marriage.
Right. You know, and I don't mean...
Bad marriage. I hate him.
And I don't mean to throw you a curveball here or interrupt you. I apologize for that. But I'm curious, what do you say or do with people who see the glass as half empty, but they don't realize they see it as half empty?
Say that again.
Well, what I was asking is, you know, what do you do with folks who see the glass as half empty? Mm-hmm. You know, the quote unquote, I hate to use this terminology, the quote unquote negative Nellies of the world.
Right.
What do you say to those folks who really aren't realizing that negative Nellyism is really having an impact on them?
First of all, I would say you have to realize that you're focusing on what you don't want all the time. And you have to be really, we have to start to be really aware and say, what is what I say? What's in your vibrational bubble? What are you focusing on? Mm. And then you start to say, oh, I'm focusing on, I was talking to a client the other day, and we really uncovered, this is called, you know, our underlying beliefs, uncovered that she is living in this world in her whole life, that she's always waiting for the other shoe to fall.
Mm-hmm.
That feeling of it can only be good for so long, and then it's going to all fall apart.
Mm-hmm.
That feeling. And a lot of people, you know, including me, I've really worked on myself that, you know, we've been put into this thought pattern that life is supposed to be this certain way. Life is anything that we make it. If we decide that the other shoe is going to fall, guess what? The other shoe is going to fall. So we have to start to say, huh, what do I really want? Where do I want to go? And keep consistently going, looking towards, talking about, and bringing in where you're going and what you want, instead of going, but I have to get rid of the money problems, and I have mm-hmm. to get rid of the debt, but I have to get rid of, because it just keeps it over and over and over. And I'm telling you, the people that, you know, you're right, negative Nellies, and people that are negative on some level, it's not that they're bad. And when we're negative, we're not bad. We're just going, we're not seeing the big picture. We're not seeing the forest for the trees. We're just seeing the trees.
Yeah.
That there's a big forest, you know, and we have to say, oh, wait a second. I'm stuck in this perception. It's all about your perception.
Mm-hmm.
And when your
mm-hmm.
perception changes, your life changes.
Mm-hmm.
And you can only change that by consistent work.
Yeah. And I'm so glad that you made mention to the fact that people who are negative or have a tendency to dip into that negative thought process, as we all do, are not bad. It doesn't make you bad. It's just a matter of creating awareness around what you're thinking. You've mentioned a couple of things that might get in the way of people thinking positively. I would love if you wouldn't mind expanding a little bit more. What might get in the way of us having that positive vibration?
Let's see. Well, I'm going to say it again. I'm going to sound like a broken record, but it's true. The things that get in the way of us are of our having a positive vibration is what we're looking at. What we keep looking at, what we keep talking about, what we keep. And usually if you start to get really clear, you start to realize, oh my God, 80% of my life, all I'm talking about, all I'm really doing is I'm talking about all these negative things or things that aren't serving me. We're talking about, and we're keeping that in our vibrational bubble. So, you know, when issues come up, money is an easy one to look at because mm-hmm. we tend to put all of this energy on money because of our society that money is somehow, if we don't have the money, then our life is going to fall apart or da 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 da. And on a practical level, we do need it, but we put all of our happiness, our joy, and our peace onto if we have money. We have to let that go. I'm guarantee you, with my students, with myself, when I start to not worry, when I really, really get, and I go in and out of it, but pretty much I'm pretty healed about it, that it's not about the money, that I let it go. I go, mm-hmm. Hey, it's about the joy. It's about the peace. And keep going there, then guess what? The money comes.
Well, and I think I think Dr. Wayne Dyer said something very similar about focusing on what makes you joyful. And I know from personal experience, when I first started coaching, my focus became about the money. And that wasn't, and I mentioned this in a past show, that wasn't the reason why I became a coach. It wasn't about the money.
Yes.
But we really are surrounded by those messages of, okay, you got to take care of the bills. You got to take care of this. You got to take care of that. And you need the money to do that. And what's really interesting, just to kind of further talk about, further drive home what we're talking about here, what's really interesting is when I focused on the money, I came from that negative place of lack, and it was really difficult to bring clients into my practice.
That's
but
right.
When I started to focus on why I became a coach and why I was passionate about coaching, my gosh, the opportunities just presented themselves.
Very true. Very true. And I have the very, very similar story because, you know, about a year ago, I was in a situation with my business where I was like hating it. I was like, why am I hating my, hating it? And I realized that the only factor that, with my clients was that they paid me. And I was like, oh, wait a second, let me go back. And I got really clear through doing something, clarity through contrast. And I really got clear. I want these kind of people. I want to work with this. This is what I really want to work with. This will ignite me. This. And I got really clear. And then they started to come. And the ones that weren't like that, you know, really fell away. And I also, my income started skyrocketing.
Mm-hmm.
Because it wasn't just I'm a coach just to make money, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
I'm a coach to help people or whatever. If you're whatever you're doing in your life, if you're you know an office worker, you're a helper to organize a organization. You start to work on what are the things about what you're doing that you're passionate about that you feel good about, and start to focus on those things instead of the things that aren't or just saying I work for money.
Mm-hmm.
And I guarantee you, if we get that vibration, you know, never don't. I'm going to use a very don't in a very, very clear way here because I said don't use don't. One thing I tell people is try your best never to make money a factor in anything that you do. Because if you do. If you do, you'll keep putting roadblocks. Most people, unless you have an unlimited amount of money and da 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 da, you know, if you keep going, well, if I could do that, all if I only had the money. I could do this only if I had the money. Just go, I'm going to do that. Mm-hmm. That feels good. I want to go to Paris. I want to do this. I want to have my own business. That feels good. Keep going. The money will come. It will all come. But if you say you'll keep using the money as your roadblock.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. I think that's a fantastic point because it does. It keeps you attached to something that can cause a great deal of fear and lack.
And limits
limit.
You.
Yep, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. You mentioned clarity versus contrast, and I know this is an exercise you do in your Law of Attraction course. Would you mind sharing a little bit about that?
Sure, sure. You know, most of the time we say, want this, and it's in our head. We go, I want a job. I want to be a jewelry maker. Just say that. So we go, I want the jewelry, but we haven't really looked at what I don't want and what I do want. So you go, well, just say my ideal job. Okay, my ideal job. You go through everything you don't want. I don't want to work in an office. I don't want to be in a car all the time. I don't want. And then what you say, I don't want to be in an office. Then you go across to the other side of the paper. You write one column of all your don'ts, all your contrasts.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go to the other side and you write what you do, the opposite. So I don't want to work in an office. You cross that out and you say, I want to work from home. I don't want a long commute. I want a short commute. You cross it out and then you get really clear. And as you do that and you start to work through everything that you don't want, you will birth more clarity than you ever knew. And when you birth the clarity, then that's in your vibration. And then Law of Attraction is checking with your vibration and it will start to match those things. Whether you know how you do it, that comes is not up to you.
Oh, that's That's excellent. What a great, great exercise. You know, right. I'm curious. You are, like I said, you are, in my eyes, the master of the law of attraction and really have gotten down the science of vibration. So what else might we need to know about vibration?
You know, it's funny because I have for people that have worked with me, they have been called the Vibe Club. And the Vibe Club is all about checking in with other people that are on your path, that are doing this work also, so that you can keep your vibration in a certain at a certain level. Always the world, you know, I work with the Course in Miracles a lot, and the Course in Miracles says the thinking of the world is 180 degrees away from the thinking of God. And I say God, like G-O-D or law of attraction, L-O-A. L-O-A or G-O-D, it doesn't matter to me what you call it. Mm-hmm. And so the world is always going to keep saying, you're limited, you need money, you need to get that guy, you're not enough. And our job is to keep connecting back to the vibration of what you truly are, which is pure love, which is pure spirit, which is pure joy. And once, if we are consistent with connecting with that about your vibration, your whole life changes and things become effortless.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's great. It's great. And it's so empowering to people. I could tell you a million stories, but we don't have time about about me, about my clients when they do this work. It's like everyone's like, my life has changed. It's effortless. I can just think of something that I want and it comes.
You know, I'm so glad you said that because yet again, you're reading my mind. I love how in tune you are. Would you mind sharing at least one short success story with us?
Okay, I'll tell you this awesome success story. Last year, I decided that this year, right now, 2012, was going to be all about travel. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I need to travel. And I don't have unlimited sources of income. But I was like, I'm letting it go. I know that this is going to be about travel. So on January 1st, New Year's Eve, I said, this year is about travel. I don't know how it's going to happen, but I'm going to travel the world. So I put it out there. I started talking to my friends. I'm going to travel. Blah, blah, blah. And literally 2 weeks later, a friend of mine, who I know, not a super great friend, but a good friend, he calls me and says, he works for United Airlines. He says, United Airlines and Continental have combined. And I now am allowed to give a lifetime buddy pass to a non-family member, and I want to give it to you.
Oh, my goodness. And all you did was set the intention that this year was going to be about travel.
And I didn't put money in the equation. And now I went to Ireland for $25. I'm going to Singapore for $30. I came here for nothing.
I love it. See, that's
awesome, isn't it?
That's why I call you the master of the law of attraction, because you are a walking demonstration of how it works. And I love the fact that you are driving home, you know, leave the money out of the equation.
You gotta. You have
leave the limitations out of the equation.
You could just change the word money for limitation.
Yeah.
In most people's mind, but I've changed it so that money is just a neutral thing. It's like I'm telling my friends, I'm like, listen, I'm on a mission now to go through life without ever using money. Oh, my friend, I'm in Los Angeles for a month. I needed to rent a car for a whole month. That's not cheap. So it's like going to be about $1,500. I was like, okay, And then I'm telling my friend, she's like, oh, you know what? I'll pick you up from the airport. I have a brand new Acura that has 60 miles on it, and I'm going to be traveling all August. You just use it.
Oh, well done. Well done. I love this. I love these demonstrations. Oh, that is so fantastic. I know we're running short of time, and I would be remiss if I didn't ask you what's on the horizon for you, because I know you got some cool stuff coming out.
Lots and lots of cool things. The first thing is that I actually am starting my 4-week law of attraction course tonight. Actually, it's 4 weeks, and we split everything up week by week by week. I give you lots of homework. We talk about contrast and clarity. We talk about your desires and allowing it all to come, sort of what we're talking about. And that is starting tonight. And if your listeners would like to join me, I'm going to give your listeners a discount.
Excellent.
It's $97, but for your listeners, if they want to join me, they have to email me today before 6 p.m. Pacific time, before 4 p.m. I'm all screwed up with my times. Email me at mr@maxryan.net, and it'll be $74 for them instead of $97.
Oh, that's great. Thanks, Max. That's really kind of you.
I'm doing the full-day workshop in Los Angeles on August 26th, and everything I'm doing is on maxryan.net. I'm going to Belize. We're taking people to Belize. It's going to be fun.
Oh, I'm so jealous. Max, yeah. My dear, it is, as always, such a wonderful pleasure to be spending time with you. And I just want to thank you for joining us today and sharing all your wonderful wisdom with us. Thank you.
And thank you for being such a beacon of light in the world. You're amazing, Pam.
Oh, bless your heart. Thanks, Max. You're going to make me cry. Well, again, you know, it is such a pleasure, and I want to thank you all. I know we're running out of time, and please check out Max's work. He is fantastic. Fantastic. So please, his link is also on the Attraction Factor page, so you can get in touch with him, and I highly encourage you to do that. A heartfelt thanks to all of you for listening, as well as to our producer, Nate, and Brent, the force behind Empower Radio, for helping bring the Attraction Factor to the world each week. Until next week, here's to your Attraction Factor and amping it up. Be well, everyone.